Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3474. Today we're going to catch up on a couple of news items that folks try to make into big clickbait, crazy, controversial things. And yeah, we're going to sort them out here. Stuff with Adam Driver and Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy. And also we're going to talk about the fact that this happens to be a pretty special day in the Star Wars 7x7 podcast history. So yeah, let's get to it. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Boyveld, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So there have been a couple of things in the news this week with Adam Driver and with Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy, where comments that they made were kind of blown out of proportion or turned into clickbait or basically just... made to be more than they were. And so I thought it might be fun to just take a moment to actually hear what the two of them had to say and put it into proper context. So we'll start with Adam Driver, who appeared on the Smartless podcast on Monday, January 1st, like that first of the year episode. And Sean Hayes, one of the three hosts, is an enormous Star Wars fan. So naturally, he wanted to ask Adam Driver about Star Wars stuff. This is the entirety of what happened around him asking Adam Driver if he was going to ever be in Star Wars again or do any other Star Wars stuff.
Adam, are you going to, is there any more talk about more Star Wars stuff?
Like, Oh boy, look who's back.
Yeah, no, they're doing stuff. Yeah, but not with me. I'm not doing it.
You're done because of the character's done.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's... That was all of it right there. And it got utterly blown out of proportion about how he doesn't want anything to do with Star Wars anymore. He's never going to do Star Wars again, that sort of thing. I mean, you know, when you think about it, Harrison Ford's character, Han Solo, died at the end of The Force Awakens. And what do you know? He showed up in The Rise of Skywalker. It's amazing how that happens. Now, I don't want to get your hopes up necessarily, but there's nothing in there that he said that equates with, I'm never going to do Star Wars again. I want no part of that franchise. I'm utterly done with it. Like, he just said, they're making movies. They're making them out of me. My character's dead. So yeah, I'm not going to be in them. I mean, that's it. And it may not end up being that way. They may end up calling him and saying, hey, we need you as a Force ghost. And he might say, yeah, but you know, there were other comments in there that he made about talking to or about how he's approaching his career and about the directors that he wants to work with and whatnot. So, you know, it might come down to a choice with that potentially, but he is absolutely not shutting the door on Star Wars. It's just, you know, hey, my character's dead. And it's so much easier to have the conversation end right there. I mean, you know, I think about how, you know, there have been other things happening, like particularly in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where people were asked questions about stuff that was coming, and the people who, you know, were, it was either writers or directors, had to basically lie so as not to give away some significant information. There was just no other way around it. And it's just an uncomfortable situation for everyone, basically. So if, in the case of Adam Driver, let's just say that he knows he's going to be in the new Jedi Order movie and he's signed a non-disclosure agreement about it, he can't talk about it whatsoever, what is he going to say when he's faced with a question like this, right? I mean, you know, that's what's going to happen. So again, I say we can't necessarily get our hopes up for it, but absolutely, the door is still wide open for him to appear in a future Star Wars project. Now let's talk about Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy, who's going to be directing the new Jedi Order movie. She was interviewed for CNN at New Year's, and this is what she had to say about getting to direct a Star Wars movie.
You know, I'm very thrilled about the project because I think what we are about to create is something very special. And we're in 2024 now. And I think it's about time that we had a woman come forward to shape the story in a galaxy far, far away.
And again, that's it. That's all she said about it there. And, you know, she's not wrong. I mean, it's what, 47 years since A New Hope came out, and this will be the first female director of a Star Wars film? Yes, Patty Jenkins, you know, would have been sooner if Rogue Squadron had gone the way that it was supposed to go, but, you know, now here we are, and it's going to turn out that it will still be a woman director for the next Star Wars movie. It was going to be Patty Jenkins, now it's going to be Charmaine Obaid-Shenoy. Still works out that way, so I don't see what's at all different about this scenario, and I don't see why anybody is up in arms over this at all. I will say that I do feel like calling out, okay, it's, you know, the first woman director for a Star Wars movie, first person of color to direct a Star Wars movie, yes, it's accurate, and I also want to flag the fact that we've also had female directors and female directors of color who have worked on various Star Wars live action series, and, you know, that's really awesome too. So it's great to see the barriers being broken there, and, you know, now we're going to finally have it broken in a Star Wars film. So I think that's very cool. No, and while we're here, the whole thing about her having said that she likes to make men uncomfortable, so the deal with that, and I'm not going to put audio in for this because it's really hard to give you the full context without giving you a lot of what the event was, where it took place, for you to really understand why she was saying it in that moment. But it was basically this conference called Women in the World. It took place in April of 2015, so this is like nearly 9 years ago, and what it was happening in this particular panel, it featured Meryl Streep and Ava DuVernay and Charmaine Obaid-Shenoy. It was being moderated by Jon Stewart. They were showing clips from, you know, various movies of theirs, and the clip that they had just shown from one of Charmaine Obaid-Shenoy's movies was a documentary, and a woman was challenging this guy who had been beating one of his workers with a whip, and she was trying to tell him, hey, you know, this is not the way that you should be treating people. And it's around the context of that and the other movie clips that they were showing that she talked about wanting to, or liking to, make men feel uncomfortable, particularly in cases where there is room for improvement, where there is room for doing something better as a human being. Just so we're clear, this is how that certain segment of the population is going to be trying to start another culture war within Star Wars fandom and make a big deal about it. And it's just, it's super frustrating and not what we ought to be focusing on, quite honestly. So I just wanted to take one episode to debunk it. And it happens to be this episode, which also, crazily enough, happens to be the 9.5 year anniversary of Star Wars 7x7. And I'm very excited about what's to come, both in the next half year leading up to the 10th anniversary and beyond that as well. I hope you'll stay connected with me on social channels for the podcast as we get closer and closer to that 10th anniversary date. On all the social media channels, our handle is SW7X7, except for Twitter, X-Zitter, whatever you want to call it. We're SW7X7 podcast over there for, you know, as long as we're there. And I hope you'll connect with me over there. I would love to connect with you. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast today. As I've said before on the podcast, if you're not, you know, following or subscribing on your favorite app, I hope you consider doing that. I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review on your favorite app, and I hope you'll consider sharing the podcast with other Star Wars fans that you know or that you're connected with on social channels too. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.